This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I bet all y'all out there were wanting to start your 2022 right. Well, too bad, because Plumbing the Death Star is here to ensure that you start your year wrong with a brand new live show at the Comedy Republic. In 2019, we did an episode called How Would You Curse a Small Village that came out so heinous we couldn't put it on the public feed. And now, inadvisedly, we're putting it on the public stage by giving it another go and asking once again, how would you curse a small village? February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Tickets are $20 and you can grab them right now from the Comedy Republic website, link in the show notes below. Once again, that's February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Come see Plumbing the Death Star live and think to yourself, yuck.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, happy Christmas week, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today's been a fucked year, so we're asking a fucked question. How would you kill Father Christmas?
Today's been a fucked year.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's been a fucked year. Yeah.
Today has been a fucked year.
I would say it's been a day. It's been a regular-ish day.
Santa Claus, he's Father Christmas, jolly old Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Should be jolly old Saint Dad.
Yeah, I reckon. Look, here we are, just struggling to get by.
Yeah.
And my loved ones are like, hey, where are my presents? And here's me, completely forgotten.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck, I've got to get my wife a gift. Hang on. Anyway, while I order that, Yeah, I got to stop getting upstaged by Santa Claus. So I want to, like, just take him out with a brick or some shit.
I think that the world has been free of jolly for 2 years, yet he gets all the jolly because he's jolly old Saint Nick. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah. We need next year to be Christmas free.
Yeah. We need a year off.
Little kiddies come down and what's under the Christmas tree? Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Because you know what the worst thing about, like, you know, Christmas is? It's hope. It's that feeling of
hope.
Exactly. Because it's like, oh yeah, this will end the year nicely. We're going to get, you know, we can have a good time. And then, bam, get smacked in the face by, I don't know, some uppy dog or some
shit. Exactly. Imagine you're like, oh, it's actually going to be no Christmas this year. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That's what we want to achieve.
It's just another day. It's just another day. It's not special because there's nothing there that can disappoint me.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So we got to kill Father Christmas.
Yeah. Obviously.
Santa Claus is dead at our hand. All right.
Yeah.
So my plan, pretty straightforward.
Let's hear it.
Step one.
Okay.
Milk and cookies.
Great, he loves them.
Yeah, he loves milk and cookies.
Step two. Hit him with a bat. Swalk him right in his big round fucking Santa Claus head.
Yeah.
With this here bat.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just don't stop clocking.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So, apart from your steps.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What?
My plan short-sighted because presumably killing Santa Claus is still murder, which last time I checked is a crime.
It is still murder, yeah.
So hitting him repeatedly, clocking him repeatedly with a bat.
Yeah, going for just all-out assault does seem like it's going to have the most consequences.
Mm. Yeah, because I'm going to clean my
house.
Because
then you're going to go on the run.
Yeah. Okay. I got an idea. It's very similar to yours, Jay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I can help you out. And I think that we together, when we form this beautiful Joel brain, can come together and just absolutely decimate Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you got to get Santa
Grenade.
Aiden is milk.
Well, yes, we got to kill Santa Claus, right? No, but we got to do it quick. Yeah. Because if we're the last people to kill Santa Claus, then what's the point?
Well, we'll
he's already
the
done.
First people. Yeah. What?
So if we're,
you can only be the first person to kill Santa Claus if you're not first, you're last.
As in, if we're like, sorry, I'll ask. If Santa Claus has already given
The first person to kill Santa Claus is also the last
person. Yeah, exactly. If you're not first, you're not anywhere.
You can't kill
if you don't kill first, you don't kill at all.
Exactly. Yeah. What I meant was that we need to kill Santa Claus before he delivers presents. So we have to be like, because if he was already delivering presents, and then we kill him in the last house, then what was the point?
Well, yeah,
because
that's
true. Because everyone's like, oh, Christmas is great.
And then the
next year comes.
Have 12 full months to figure out
find a new guy.
Yeah, exactly. One of them will just chuck on a, they'll be like, I'm going to swap the green for red, I'm Santa now. Shit!
So we got to be the first. We've got to be like, where did he go first? Mm. Now, I know that I believe it is the Samoa/Christmas Islands that celebrate Christmas first.
All right.
Now, the dateline goes east to west.
You're looking at me for some reason.
Don't you dare fucking look at me. I sometimes call geography geometry accidentally.
Western Australia is after us. So, yeah, so it goes east to west.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So, what we're going to do is that we got to be the first, either first house on Christmas Island. Now, that's great and all, but as you just said, that murder is a crime.
It's illegal.
Hang on. Can I just double check something? Did you just say that Western Australia is east?
No, Western Australia is after us in terms of
east of something.
West Australia's east of like
what's
other
east
countries.
Of,
it's east of places that are further west of us.
Yeah.
Just not east of Australia. It's west of Australia.
It's hence in the name.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's parts of Western Australia that are more east than other parts of Western Australia.
There's east parts. There's east west Australia.
Yeah, there is
east west. South west Australia. That's a place. No one calls it that for obvious reasons.
I mean, they should.
I guess
crazy,
you can have north south Australia.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
I guess you can. Well, you can have the northern parts of South Australia.
Just how you can have like West Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, one, that's not fun to say. West Victoria.
Yeah, exactly.
You can have like West Northern Territory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, West New South Wales.
Australia has really stupid names.
It truly does.
Because a holdover from the fucks that like, you know, came over.
Yeah, they're like, West,
well, actually,
North,
New
South,
South Wales. New
we
South
have South Wales. What shall we call this place?
Yeah.
I've got a crazy idea.
I wish also, it was New South Wales, New North Wales, New West Wales, and New East Wales, and that was the four states of Australia. You're like, this is nothing like Wales. Most of Australia is nothing like
well,
the country.
Well, I would say...
No, this is kind of a little like South Wales.
Maybe the south of Wales.
Did you go to the south of Wales? Not recently.
Is it wet? What do you mean?
Is it wet and dry?
It is pretty funny that New South Wales is more northern than Victoria. Like it's
because of the bite.
You could have just call it...
Wales, and then we become South Wales.
Or New Wales. We should really be New South Wales.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't we become New South Wales? New South Wales becomes New Wales, and Queensland becomes North New Wales.
New Northern Wales.
Yeah, that would be good. We should have been doing this. Yeah. We should have been there. That's what I'm talking
about. Don't worry, fellas. We'll take it from here.
Give us that map. We got this. All of this is mostly like Wales.
Jackson, if you...
Tasmania can be...
Little Wales.
Yeah, detached whales.
Little cold whales.
Yeah.
It's like whales, but colder.
And tiny.
Whales is cold.
Yeah, but
and
it's a bit
small.
Cold. Yeah, but it's a bit colder and
little
more
tiny
tiny
island whales. Whatever.
Island whales! New Island Wales.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so good.
This is
and
so
someone was
easy.
Like, hey, we've gone a little bit further west and we found something I want to call South Australia. Shut your fucking mouth.
That's so
it's
wrong.
It's not Australia anymore. It's called
This is West New West Wales.
Just completely changing an entire map of Earth to be all in reflection of Wales. North New Wales? Northern New Wales? It's like East Indonesia? Yeah.
The equator? No. It's the Wales line.
Although if they discover then like South Australia after sort of like Victoria, you could be like, well then... Victoria, or in that world, it would be Old South Wales, and then this
Victoria
can be New
is
South
more
Wales.
South than South Australia.
Yeah, but it can be the new one. Mm, that can be the old one. And then if we keep going further, then we can have like an old one, a new one, and a present one.
You mean yeah, old, okay. New South Wales. And then you'd have new South Wales.
I love the present South Wales.
Like during all the pandemic stuff and like the border between New South South Wales and North South South New Wales.
It's closed. But
wait, between where? Which one?
But don't worry, because you can easily get a travel permit to travel between New South Old Wales
and West New Our Old South New Wales.
I'm if scared to leave to the house to... and it's not related to the pandemic.
Where am I now?
If you're trying to get to future South Wales, all you gotta do is bypass Old North Wales.
Where? What? Where am I currently? I'm so afraid.
Wales!
Okay!
It's all Wales!
All Wales all the way down. Okay, so you go to Christmas time. So, yes, right.
Yeah.
So you need to be like the first house on the like eastern side of Christmas Island. But so the problem there.
House number one.
Yeah. The problem there, though.
That's cool that someone lives in house number one.
That's true.
Okay, but the problem there is if we do the commit murder, as you said, that's assault and murder of a father
of a
Christmas.
Guy. Yeah.
And that's a crime. So what we need to do is we got to get a boat. We got to get a houseboat and a houseboat with a chimney and go into international. International waters, because crimes aren't a thing in international waters. If I'm led to believe from 80s films.
Yeah.
How's this for a plan? Uh-huh. And also, it means that it's an accident. So even though it's not even a crime, if it was on land, houseboat with a chimney, it's a trick because Santa goes to land in it, go down the chimney. But we actually have it's not actually a moving boat.
Yeah.
It's planted and the chimney goes straight to the bottom of the ocean.
I was going to say, chimney goes straight through the boat.
Yeah.
And then with like in a cage. And so then when we listen and we hear him go like,
they pulled the fake boat trick on
me. We close it quickly and then we drown the fuck.
But I reckon.
Well, I think because boats don't have chimneys typically, but they do have smokestacks, which go right into a furnace. So if you disguise the smokestack like a chimney.
So we disguise the boat as a house.
So you just get a little house in the middle of the ocean and Santa's like, that's not typical, but I would be remiss to abandon.
It's Christmas, I'll allow it.
What we do is we build a jetty on the eastern side of Christmas Island.
Too complicated. So, what are just about a normal boat that's disguised as a house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
put
Santa,
bricks on it.
He's like, "Oh well, I'll go. This looks like a chimney.
A brand
to me.
New house.
A brand new sea house. They must be doing sea houses. How exciting! Let me clamber down this chimney. Oh no, I'm on fire."
Yeah. Well, also, typically in Santa traveling down a chimney.
Sure.
Does he park his reindeers and get out, or does he fly his reindeers?
How heavy is
it
going to be for your boat?
Because also this is the first house, so that's a lot of presents on that house. Oh, we might drown, boys.
You two sitting in there waiting. Wait a second.
Man, living in the first house is actually the most dangerous place on earth.
You take Santa with you as you all drown in the briny
Can reindeer? I'm looking this up.
Yeah, you look that up. Well, I guess as you fall down, it's good to imagine, like, as the boat's sinking, you turn to Zammit furious with this whole idea and just pull out your bat. Like,
It would have worked.
I'm going to hit him underwater. Okay.
I'm trying to hit him.
The slow motion of the sea. Donk. You know.
An adult reindeer can swim 4 to 6 miles per hour.
The reindeer will be fine, but Santa's not going to
Although they're reindeer that they're swimming, but they are like attached to each other with harnesses. So I reckon that's not going to be
synchronized
good for
swimming.
Yeah, that's true. Or you get tangled in the harnesses and go down with the reindeer.
Can reindeer?
Imagine drowning as you're being bitten by reindeer at the same time.
That would be so painful.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says here reindeers can't synchronize swim.
Yeah.
So.
Here's something. Okay, so Santa doesn't typically come to people like.
We've been good.
Well, have you been good? And you're both over 30.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Santa comes to you after a certain point.
I think we've kind of been good. I mean, plotting the death of Santa. Where do we fall?
Yeah, I guess the moment you decide to kill Santa, you've pretty much negated any good you've done the rest of the year.
Okay. So we got.
Single-handedly getting us on the naughty list?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck!
Okay. So we have to commandeer.
How am I going to get a Nintendo 64?
Wait, but hang on. I got this. All right, we just find a good boy.
Yeah.
Or good girl, and all we got to do is kind of like in Great Expectations, anonymously be a provider of a benefactor, anonymous benefactor of a good boy or girl. To go and build a beautiful houseboat.
Yeah, okay.
And then when they do, it'll be like, we're going to give you so much money to go to
Are they a child?
Yes! They have to be a child.
So a child receives to be a good... an anonymous check.
Yes!
That's like build no. the boat.
It's an anonymous contract, which is basically like...
Okay,
we've got to find a Great Expectations boy, all right?
So what you're yes. doing here is you're pretty much Noah-ing a kid.
Yeah!
You got to build the boat.
We got to build the boat so you can go to college, so you can fall in love with the crazy lady daughter, you know? One of them.
I've never read Great Expectations. What does this letter mean?
Okay.
I am 12.
Yeah. Okay,
here's what
okay.
I keep thinking. Uh-huh. Say he does land on your boathouse, okay? Yeah. And you've been bad all year.
Yeah.
What's in his sack?
Coal.
Heaps of coal. Then he drops into your furnace and your boat goes crazy.
The fastest boat ever gone.
Fastest boat in the world is Santa burns to death
That's
inside
right.
your furnace.
I forgot. So yeah. So even though he'd been naughty, he's still going to give us coal.
He's going to punish you. Good. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah,
and he'd be excited because he'd be like the first house to, on his list to punish.
Yeah,
hey, so he might be like, I'm gonna be like not as wary.
Yeah,
and his guard might be down, which is perfect for us.
We never discussed this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what is the moral line for stealing all the presents?
Well, I feel like that once you've committed murder, yeah. it doesn't matter. Yeah. Do whatever.
Also, again, it's like, well, we're trying to
find us keepers.
Yeah.
Do also, I have to launder the presents?
Well, no.
You don't have to. You can keep
them. You can do whatever you want.
You don't think that the cops will be suspicious when I'm riding around my house on a little tricycle and they're like, what, did you get that for Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
I'm the only one that did.
I got like, all
they
these
open
stuff.
Up my garage and it's full of tricycles. All of these? Yeah.
Yeah, I was a really good boy.
Yeah. Because well, again, we're trying to like, you know, really diminish Christmas
for sure.
Cheer. So I guess the best way is also to, yeah, like make sure those presents don't get delivered.
Yeah.
So like,
just, yeah, I mean, yeah. like the houseboat idea, again, the presents end up in the sea. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
It's
yeah.
like Titanic
exactly.
2.
Yeah. But a dolphin gets a tricycle. That's pretty neat.
Dolphin don't have feet, can't wheel a tricycle.
Yeah,
oh, hey.
They got mouths and flippers.
But they can go, boom.
Could a dolphin ride a tricycle?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
What if it
could sit on the seat, so yeah. it could put its guts on the seat.
If it puts its belly on the seat
and then it like, bites the handlebars
a little bit and uses its like flippers to...
I guess the trick is that it can't pedal.
The pedals are like
yeah.
in front of the seat. So if you put... if you got rid of the seat, made it longer.
Yeah, I feel like at this point it's barely a tricycle anymore, you know, which is.
But they
you
can
know.
Bend their tail.
Yeah, I think they so could do
they
it,
could
but
give
I,
it a
I don't
go.
Think it'd be.
But they
yeah.
couldn't do both pedals at once. They could only do one pedal at once.
Plus,
reckon.
They'd be underwater. So,
yeah. so what is
well,
it?
Well, here's maybe a problem for you with your boathouse.
Your
boathouse idea.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
that
yeah,
if
yeah,
the
yeah.
presents fall in the water, sack opens, what's washing up on shore on Christmas
presents.
Island? All the presents
not,
every
not,
kid
not
was
Not even
get.
Just on Christmas Island, but because
Around
of ocean
the world.
Currents, people are going to be... we've actually made more hope.
Yeah, you've made even Christmas
we've delivered longer, Christmas.
Even though we've like maybe killed like Father Christmas.
Yeah.
And like maybe ruined in like you know Christmas from like there on end, but there's going to be like this thing where like oh no, oh well, let me mean for them be oh yay, but for yeah. us oh no, yeah. is that yes, like presents could be delivered like, whenever
a dead there's reindeer like, washes yeah. up on the shore,
yes.
presents in its guts.
All right, always excited for the rest of the day. Yeah, presents,
hooray! But no, then there's presents yeah. in the reindeer's guts, and everyone's like,
even better.
I don't know what happened to your boy.
Got that reindeer
because that's also giving people hope.
Yeah,
that they'll maybe get a present, and that's.
But everyone wants like iPods and
yeah,
CD
this
players.
Is true.
It'll
all be rad. But that's good.
VCRs.
But this is giving like the hope of Christmas.
No,
and
but
presents.
I don't know.
And also,
but maybe they're just right because if my VCR, yeah. if I'm on the beach and a VCR washes yeah. up, I'm like yes. But then I open it up and it's ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
You've given me hope and then taken it away in
true.
One instant. Which is
what toys?
Also,
yeah. What toys could Santa Most, deliver that? Yeah.
Wouldn't be ruined by being
in the sea.
Things that are just plastic, like a rubber duck, for example.
Well, great.
if you're getting a rubber duck for Christmas, you're not stoked anyway.
Yeah. I mean, how
rubber
how,
ducks?
How
so yeah, like VCRs, fucked.
Yeah, but like if it's
iPods,
wrapped,
fucked.
Yeah. But if it's wrapped in a lot of plastic, like shrink wrapped and everything, and it
yeah.
hasn't been torn,
but it's
might
been
be
under
chance.
The sea.
Yeah, but how much can it like you know? For,
candy fucked.
Any canned goods?
Candy's good. It's got salt on it now.
salted licorice.
Yeah. It depends how long it's been there for and depends how, like, I don't know, torn up the package. packages.
I guess people in Christmas Island are going to get them pretty fresh, but like on the other side of the world, you're
also depends. It also depends on how. Because I'm imagining like a whole like ship container, like a one of them falling in, and then it'd be kind of sealed, I guess.
Yeah, but they're in Santa's sack, so yeah, I don't know what the rule is. Yeah, cool to imagine Santa's skull washing up on a beach. Yeah,
but again, also the problem with everything washing up is it is constantly reminding people of Christmas.
Yeah,
so then they also might be like, oh, remember that holiday? And maybe we should kind of reignite it. We want to kind of really wipe it out.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel this is just kind of once again leaning into that hope.
Yeah.
Just want to go back to Santa's skull idea. I reckon Santa's skull washes up on the shore. Missing link. Confirmed.
They study it. They're like, this is a fucking Australopithecus right here. Santa was a caveman. Ho, ho, ho. Me deliver presents.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. That's all the scientists will say.
Exactly. They'll be like, oh, we didn't actually think about that. Yeah. But now that we are thinking about it, it makes sense.
Somebody will be doing a TED talk. They'll have like, a picture of Santa Claus and a picture of like a sloping forehead caveman. And then the slide will like
line up,
merge them together.
So you get like a Santa Claus and you shave his beard and remove his hat because the hat was just covering
exactly his sloping forehead and his huge forearms.
How do you think you're so quick and can wrestle those reindeer to get him under his control?
Exactly. Santa, nobody depicts it, but he's got a huge club, okay, for clubbing his enemies.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh, Santa gets in the furnace and you're like, we've got him, and then you hear dunk 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 as he climbs out. Just beats you to death with a club. Oh, that's right. Santa's a caveman. We fucking forgot. And then he just, squishes you.
Survival of the fittest, and he survived.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw?
Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from.
You two versus a caveman on a boat would be awesome to see. It doesn't even have to be sad. I just love to watch that. That would be
cool. Kind of like,
yeah, because you know he's like, he doesn't know how to be on a boat.
No.
And neither of you really know how to be on a boat.
He's got a big club. He's swinging it wildly. And a boat is tiny. So yeah. He might get stuck on the walls.
Or he like swings it, you roll out of the way, and it springs a leak. There's lots of potential for excitement.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
And when you're chucking a couple of reindeer in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, what
they're
a beautiful
making
scene.
This snort, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
One of us jumps in. I'm like, cavemen can't swim. And he's like looking over us. He puts the club down and dives in. I'm like, I was wrong.
Cavemen can swim really well.
Oh, shit, but don't worry. At least the reindeer can't.
Fuck. Oh, no. Fuck. Why do the reindeer want to kill you too?
We've upset them with our existence.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Yeah. Let's explore just the basic killing Santa with a club or a baseball bat. Because what do you do? Santa's dead.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. This is the only reason I don't think my plan works.
Yeah, because like, what do you get? You got to get rid of a sleigh. You got to get rid of 12 reindeer. You got to get rid of all of the presents for most of the people in the world.
And also, it would be body. Very, very, very... So, I've murdered someone that is of significant public interest.
Yeah, people like him.
And also, people pay attention to where he is, because you'd be able to track, okay, there's presents up to this point.
Yeah.
Joel Dusha's house. Then Santa's dead.
Yeah, because I was thinking it'd be very
easy. Ask him one question. Did you kill Santa? He goes, yes.
Yes,
I did. I want to speak to my lawyer.
100%. Because there's that problem of like, it'll get to a certain point, and then anyone investigating will be like, all right, up in it'll be this area here, or this boundary line, anything kind of like, west of that is innocent, but anything on this line,
and then like
you're
the cops
fucked.
Are driving past your house, and they see you on the front lawn with a wood chipper just pushing in reindeer antlers.
All right, well.
Did you explain where you got those?
So you...
The wood chipper, I got it from Harvey Norman.
Okay. To avoid any suspicion, you may need to be like on the cusp of like some of the last houses to get Father Christmas.
You've gone first house. I need to find last house.
No one's suspicious till next year, and then they're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, is Santa here? No.
Maybe
he never existed.
You could fake it for the last couple of houses as well to throw off suspicion.
Hey, we're going to the same kind of place because the second. Well, the last will be the American Samoa.
That makes sense because, like, I don't know. Look, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Earth is round.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So
we can save money on the flights.
Yeah. Wait. In this scenario, did you kill Santa and then at the beginning?
No, it's two attempts.
And then Douche is killing him at the end.
Oh, okay. just cover bases.
If the houseboat doesn't work in the club on the last moment of Christmas.
As you two swim to shore and you see Santa fly away, Douche
turns. All right, we've got 24 hours
now
to fuck him up.
My way.
We've got 23 hours to get to American Samoa.
And I'll say happy Boxing Day and then I'm going to biff him in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead on the ground. So what are you doing with the reindeer? How do you get rid of them?
That is...
You got 12 reindeer, magic.
Take them to the pound. Hey, I found
can
these
two. These down?
Hello. Hello, American Samoan pound.
I have these
stray reindeers.
They keep coming to my house, and I think they're definitely very sick.
They have a whole bunch of like Christmas bells in there.
Yeah,
like
they're sick. That's a disease.
Reindeers are quite common in America, Samoa. Yeah.
It's good if you
pull
up here.
Hello, the pound. Do you have a gun?
Because
I need 12 bullets.
It's good to imagine you pulling up to the pound in the sleigh as well, unclipping them, taking them
also,
inside.
Also, like shooting 12 reindeer in a row.
Yeah.
Even if they don't react, imagine just being like, one.
Yeah, I mean, like, killing
Sam. Yeah, the reindeer, do they have like a thick skull, like a cow?
Oh, yeah, I don't
and
think
so. Imagine, like, you're going to have to do a couple of shots.
I don't think, yeah, a one shot from a famous vet's gun is not going to kill a reindeer.
Well, okay, you can ride them, right? Okay, yeah. Maybe.
Ride them into the sea one at a time?
Well, they can swim, a volcano.
Fuck!
Oh! What about an abattoir? You just mix them in, you cut off their antlers. You mix them in amongst the cows, nobody's any the wiser.
Line of all these cows going into an abattoir, he's parked the reindeers there. You start like,
go meet some new cow friends.
Yeah, you get in front trying to lead him, you're like, come on, cut on.
And then I'm eating a big douche of steak. This tastes incredible.
This is the best meat I've ever had in my life.
This tastes like that time I bit Doucher on the arm.
This steak's so good. It's making me go crazy for human flesh.
Wow.
I reckon I'm getting madness eating this steak. This is the best steak I've ever had.
I am mad hungry for human flesh.
That's nuts. Yeah. Well, all right. Then I eat the next steak and I'm like, well, this one tastes just like reindeer. Mm. I actually don't know what's going on anymore.
All I know is I've had two steaks for dinner.
I thought they were breakfast. All I know is I've had my 2 of 3 steaks for breakfast, and I gotta hope the third one tastes just as good as the first. Oh, this was cow. What does that mean? Does that mean in the abattoir they made one animal to a steak?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the steak does... Like,
they should have all been, like, douche or all like a reindeer. Not one of each.
Well, if you got the tail end of one and the start of the other, it should have been, like, douche reindeer and that was it.
I know too much and too little about what happened at the abattoir in that scenario.
Well, I mean, if you were, like you know, kind of, like, sorting through the different steaks at the local...
Like, the way you did that was like you were leafing through a filing cabinet. Just sorting through the steaks.
Which steaks do I want? This one looks nice.
It's also good to imagine I, different. Like, semi-know about what your plan was.
Does someone I know, were they at the abattoir today or something?
This is a sad Christmas by myself without the Jolls.
It's sad that one drowned and the other got
staked
in an abattoir.
Anyway. Oh, wait! I didn't get the presents! Wow.
Well,
okay, so Dusha got made into steak and you drowned at sea.
Yeah.
I was thinking go back to the source.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason, I thought you were going to go back to the Stone Age. And I was like, yes.
All humanity, we never invent Santa Claus. No. Well, Santa is a caveman. No. So if I go back, where does Santa live?
North Pole.
What's that made of mostly?
Ice.
What gets rid of ice? Global warming. Oh. Bada bing, bada boom. I do global warming, but big time.
Okay. Go back in time to do global warming big time.
All right, get a big ladder. Get one of them, like, aerosol things that are full of those CFCs,
mm-hmm.
and then just start spraying them.
Yeah,
just spray
them
real good.
SpaceX, okay? Which is crumbling.
Yeah.
I say, Elon Musk, give me your spaceship, okay? He says, sure,
one
buddy.
Last mission, Elon.
I have gotten the world's aerosols. Yeah.
I just need to say this because I heard it on a different podcast, and if this is a lie, then I appreciate that this podcast was lying to me and spreading a false message. But apparently Elon Musk has a robot dick.
That rules.
So that's something that I heard on a podcast, and I'm saying on another podcast, hopefully to maybe either continue this misinformation or spread the truth.
What do you mean by robot dick?
Apparently it's like a regular, like, his dick is, it functions like a dick, but he,
what
it's
happened?
Got like a cybernetic
was it like
enhancement.
He got, like, damaged?
I think it's just he was...
Like elective robot dick?
Yeah, elective robot dick.
What can
dick.
You do to a dick?
Apparently he's got like a vibrator in it.
That's cool.
I reckon being...
Can you just...
Fuck.
Like,
yeah, probably.
No, you can get like rings that you put around your dick that vibrate your dick anyway. So.
But I also feel like a vibration coming from inside your dick would feel bad. Don't vibrate my tubes.
I don't. Because, like, couldn't you just get like a subdural piercing kind of thing?
Yeah.
So you cut like a little bit of the skin, put a like a little vibrating.
Maybe
bullet
that's what
in
he's
there.
Got though.
And then sew that up. But that'd be bumpy.
Because what I keep imagining, and I assume you
vibration?
Do too, is like a lightsaber handle instead of a wiener.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And
like,
then just out the tip comes the knob. Of
Ew.
What does Elon Musk sound like?
Kind of boring.
Yeah. Hello, it's me, Elon Musk.
Hello, it's my penis is a... my
penis is a lightsaber.
My penis is a lightsaber, and SpaceX, yeah, it's crumbling.
It's crumbling, and Jackson, you can take all these aerosols to the ozone layer. Take my guess. Exit stage.
Jackson, your last mission. You can borrow my
last mission. He lost his offer final. My first mission.
I'm aware.
Yeah. Okay, fly to the ozone layer and just explode up there. Wreck that ozone layer, destroy the North Pole.
That'd be great.
Hope you can swim, Santa Claus. Ozone layer fucked.
He North did it. I'm definitely bankrupt now.
But I have my robot key.
But at least history will remember me.
That was probably a waste of that spaceship, let's be honest.
I'm very divorced and should have thought about my actions.
Twitter would be on fire after I did that. Do you know what Elon Musk did? And everyone would blame Elon, but there would be interviews with me where I'm like, I'm going up to space to explode, to do global warming big time. Don't blame Elon Musk. He's all right. He's just a
sad man with a robot dick that can't satisfy a lady.
His dick's like a little lightsaber or some shit. You can't blame him.
I hope he plugs his dick into the wall.
That would be fucking sick.
He has to recharge it.
See, that's the thing. I think it's like an enhancement that I guess he can probably disconnect.
So
more alternatively,
like
the USB plug in his dick.
Would be sick. That would be really cool.
I don't know. You can just do everything with a vibrating cock ring.
You would
like
think
I said,
so.
I heard
this.
Well,
does he have ED and he needs one?
Well, but Elon Musk's the kind of fucking moron that would probably do that, you know. Like, that seems like something he would do.
Almost everything Elon Musk has done in his life, you're like, well, yeah, that's just a fucked way of doing a sensible thing that we could have done.
So if you get, like, something, because it needs to be both flaccid, but then you would activate it so it becomes rigid. So I'm just kind of thinking like a long balloon-like thing that you can kind of pump with air, and then it also vibrates.
Maybe you activate it and it vibrates, and that makes you hard because it feels awesome.
Again, I just can't imagine a vibration coming from the inside. There's tubes in there.
Maybe there's like a vibrator that's just like is vibrating right next to his
prostate.
The prostate, yeah.
So maybe he can't get hard, but he comes like crazy.
Yeah, maybe he just does that. Like he hits a
button. Ladies love it.
He hits a button, and
ladies
he's like,
love a coming man.
I'm very rich and can't stop coming. Flaccid as hell, but boy do I come.
Don't worry, it's vibrating for my pleasure. Don't worry, ladies, I will come. I won't fuck, but I will
it's
come.
It's like pushing rope, but the rope is coming so much.
Ladies love a cum, right? Ladies love a coming man.
Love a coming man.
That's a famous thing people say. Don't worry, ladies. Come a lot.
I've been divorced 3 or 4 times and I cannot figure out why. Anyway,
like
I'm off to space.
It kind of pans down and just a patch of his fucking pants getting wider and wider. What's going on?
I'm coming.
What do you think? Lady,
I hit the vibrating egg right in my prostate.
Well, yeah, so there you go. Did I kill Father Christmas or whatever?
Yeah, I think you did.
I mean, you killed a lot of people.
That's really good. It's funny to imagine in an interview with me and Elon Musk about the flight, and he just starts coming, and I just start shifting my chair a little bit.
It's just a pool coming out of his trouser leg.
How sad this might happen. Yeah. Ladies love a coming man.
SpaceX. We did it. The next page, newspaper spinning, just like stocks never been lower.
Elon Musk takes company further. Comes heaps.
At least I'll always have my ejaculation.
I may not have my constant 3 or 4 wives, but I do have my several liters of cum per day. I can bottle that and sell it.
Do we think that people would even be talking about Santa's drowning if
no.
Elon Musk could not stop coming? What do you do with that much cum? That's just so much. Can your body start like even I mean, hey. Oh, he'd be
so dehydrated.
He'd be dehydrated. He's a husk of a man.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's struggling, but I'm doing great.
Yeah, you've never been better. It's like, and then the interviewer's like, "All right, didn't you explode?" And you're like, "Yes."
Yeah, but I got better. I came back. How? I don't know.
Fell down, got up.
I just did.
Video game logic. Fell into the sea, so I was fine.
Yeah, so I just swimmed for the shore.
Yeah, I just had a big swim.
I swimmed for the shore, got up, and then came here. Right for this interview.
That's why I'm still wet.
Did Santa die? That's why I did that. Yeah. Sick.
Good. Well done, me.
I think my friend is meat now. And one of the other ones drowned.
You should have also swimmed to the shore.
Yeah, it was so easy for me to do. So, yeah, I don't
know. We were in the same place ever so briefly. We were connected by oceans.
Yeah, very briefly.
And you ate me. Yeah. I also, all together.
Well, they really produced that steak very quick.
Yeah, immediately. It's on the show. It's fresh.
I'm eating it on the shuttle as I go up into space.
It's your last meal in space.
Yeah. Now, what
it's
did
got
I
the
bring?
Abattoir, Jackson's like, dining room table right next. Next to it, just slops onto
just,
there.
Yeah, just a tube in the wall.
Flap. All right.
Yum. My one of three steaks.
Now to go next door into this spaceship I got from Elon.
Next door to the interview with Elon Musk, take off my bib and sit down. Then I go from that into the spaceship to explode in space. And I went to the dining room for morning salmon at the beach. Yeah. That's sad, my friend did drowned. All right, time to get my three morning steaks. Thwap. Mmm, tastes like my friend Joel Dusha. Mmm, Elon Musk won't stop coming. Mmm, into the shuttle to explode in space.
For many people, this is an abnormal day, but for me, this is just a Monday.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the greatest Christmas gift of all. A pretty good morning.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
I hope that Elon gives you the gift of never stopping to come.
And I've been Elon Musk.
Women love a coming man.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons player handbook, flicked through it, and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum, and you could barely organise a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.